think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. My guest today is Trace Gamache, a very accomplished actress who I've had the delight of seeing in multiple performances ranging from scripted stage productions to laugh-out-loud improv. Welcome to the show, Trace.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, my first question. Okay, I've traveled all over the country, and I have never in all my travels met somebody named Trace.
Huh.
Is there a story behind the name?
Yeah, it's super cute. My mom always said I'm, quote unquote, traces of my mom and dad. So that's where Trace comes from.
Very good. And did that happen at an early age?
I guess, yeah, you know, since I came out the womb.
Oh, okay. So it's not short for anything.
It's... No, it's just Trace.
Oh, that's really awesome.
I'm a big fan of my name, not to gloat. Trace DeVee Gamache.
That's very elegant.
Yeah.
I like that.
DeVee is the feminine version of David. So whenever people would be guessing middle names, you know, I always was like, I know you won't get this.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun.
Now, is your family kind of artsy?
I guess I would say yes. Yeah, my dad was a musician all growing up and writes and sketches as well. My mom has always been in the visual arts, like painting. And
okay.
Yeah, she writes and does dabble in music herself a little bit, but I would say she's more of the, you know, painter, drawer.
Yeah. And when did you first get an inkling that the arts were something that you fit into?
I remember seeing the Pirates of Penzance when I was really young and thinking that theatrical experience was just such a blast. And I have to admit, I don't really even remember much of the show itself. I mostly remember the experience of being in the theater and the seats and the aisles. So I guess as soon as I was able to, my elementary school allowed you to audition for the musicals and the plays in third grade, I think. You know, kindergarten, first and second graders got to do their own little things as well. But the stage productions were, I think, ages 8 and up. So as soon as I was able to, I kind of started dabbling in it.
Very neat. And were there any memorable roles early on in school?
In elementary school, I was really mostly chorus member number 3 or whatever, and dancing, and I was never really a principal or lead role. And then middle and high school, I did kind of come into a bout of stage fright, and I didn't audition for hardly anything. I went to go see a bunch of plays, but I didn't want to be involved. And then my senior year of high school, it was the last show of my senior year, and I thought, you know, now or never, I guess. So I auditioned, and that was Cassie Cooper in Rumors.
Oh, neat.
And so that was really fun. I, in college, got to play Maggie in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh.
And that's a role that I'd really like to revisit. You know, knowing what I know now, I think I was 18 when I played that.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, what a shame, because now I've got all this life experience that I could have put behind that.
I played Hamlet when I was 17.
Oh, wow.
And it was dreadful. I didn't know what I was saying. I mean, I knew the words, but had no idea the meaning. And so I would love to go back and revisit that show. You know, there's always those ones in our past that's like, wow. But I mean, Maggie is such a great role.
Right? Yeah.
And now, do you have an affinity for Tennessee Williams?
I do enjoy him. I wish I had a stronger affinity. I mean, I think there was a phase where I was very invested in his works, and I really like that. But I haven't read a Tennessee Williams play in a long while.
And so in college, you studied drama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. I went for a bachelor's in fine arts with a focus in acting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of studies did you do for that degree? I mean, where did the acting take you?
Well, they kind of require and encourage you to experience all facets of the theater, right? I mean, I took a stagecraft class as well as a costuming class and makeup and things like that. I really enjoyed the physical parts of acting, like the movement-based theater. So I took a lot of like mask characterization classes and stage combat classes, and dagger. Yeah, so sword fighting was really fun. I really liked that idea of exploring the pieces with movement. Yeah, and you know, your body is a metaphor for so many things, I guess.
Now, you mentioned dance when you were younger. Do you do much musical theater?
No, and it's kind of to my regret. I sing in the shower, and I can memorize dance moves, but I wouldn't qualify myself as much of a singer or dancer. It takes a lot of extra work for me to get there. And I've done, yeah, musicals, certainly, in the past, and I would love to do them again, but I have to admit that it's not something I feel super confident in. It's not my stronger suit.
What is your forte?
I guess stage plays. And having done improv the last several years, I really love that craft, and I would really like to refine that skill even more so. You know, I've been a part of a couple different troupes, but I never used to think of myself as an improviser. I was just an actor, actress, whatever. And I felt like improvisation was such an important skill for an actor to have. So I wanted to learn by doing. But I guess now I can say that I'm at a point where I would consider myself both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I first saw you in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike,
yeah,
which is a wonderful comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, just side-splitting. And tell me a little bit about that character, because you were far too young for it.
Yeah.
But I sat there and like, I know why they cast her. She's so brilliant. So tell us about that show.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it's funny how interesting. I'm just thinking now, I'm reflecting back on roles that I, you know, recently mentioned I wanted to play without enough experience wanting to go back, like with Maggie, and now playing Masha. Yeah, I was feeling a little bit like I didn't have enough life experience at that point. But it was really fun. In a lot of ways, I feel that because the story is so timeless, you know, everyone experiences those nostalgic moments. So even though it's not always going to be the same reference generation to generation, you know, everyone, I think, eventually senses that aging process, you know, and I'm even now at 32 sometimes have those moments. I call it my quarter life crisis, where I feel like I'm just all washed up. You know, it's so strange to get older and know what that feels like in your body and know what that feels like socially, you know, with different references and slang and things like that. But that show was really fun, and I got to do it with a really talented cast, and we all had such fun. And a lot of the actors I had worked with previously, so that was really neat to see them take on different roles too.
Now, did the role change you at all?
That's a great question. I think every role that you take on changes you at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Or helps you evolve, certainly, a little bit. And when you give yourself to that character too, I mean, there's bound to be a little bit of change.
Is there a character in your repertoire that you've done that you would point to as one that has changed you?
Oh. Yeah, you know, speaking of Maggie, that really was a very influential role. And in that same year, I had done a show called Reckless. And I played this character, Rachel. And it really, it chronicles, so much time passes in this woman's life. But it's a very intense, crazy play. I mean, it starts off right off the bat. Her husband has taken a hit out on her, but he changes his mind. He wants to, like, get her out of the house. You know, she goes and stays with this couple. She ends up losing one of them. There's, like, betrayal and poison involved. It just takes a lot of wacky turns. And I remember it was a real challenge because my character was on stage the entirety of the play. And like I said, so much time passes that, you know, I'm going for like over a decade. Like, how do I age in feeling and physicality, you know? So that was kind of an influential role as well, I would say. Because at the time, yeah, I think I was only 18 or 19 mm-hmm. and had to take on all of this life experience.
So are there any bucket list roles that you still look forward to playing or want to revisit?
Yeah, it's funny you ask this question after asking about musical theater, because I would really love to play a couple of characters, but they're both from musicals, and so it feels not so much like a bucket list, but like a dream so far out of reach. And I would really love to play Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd, and I would really love to play the witch in Into the Woods.
What is it that appeals to you about that? Is it the music of the role? Is it the role, the character?
Definitely both. Yeah, I think that in a lot of ways, for so long, I felt like I was like the good girl next door. And I have since been cast in some of these more sinister, like trophy wife wench roles. But I always felt like it would be fun to play at the opposite. You know, I always felt, oh, well, I'm just so sweet. And these characters get to have a little bit of fun.
Are there any villainous characters that you've done that you like to point to as that was a fun one?
I feel like there must be, but none come to mind at the moment. A lot of the villainous characters that I have had the opportunity to play were in sort of independently written things, you know, very random sides.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, we're talking with the wonderfully talented actress, Trace Gamache. So, let's talk about college.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you received the majority of your training?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Have you studied after college at all?
I wish I could say that I have, mostly just improvising with the different troupes, and that was learning by doing. I would have loved to take classes, and I just thought, well, at the time when I had moved back home post-college, you know, it was a little expensive and, you know, inconvenient as far as traveling to and from. So I auditioned for troops locally and then was learning that way. But I have not gone back to, like, receive a master's or anything. And that is on the bucket list.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you want to receive your master's in?
In acting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would really like to pursue film, if I'm being honest. Yeah, I think I'll always stage act, but I would like to learn a little bit more about the television and film production side.
Yeah, I took a long break from acting, and all my experience was on the stage. And in 2016, I started doing it again and have just really gravitated towards the film and the television.
That's so cool.
It's a little different animal. I'm studying with a coach right now to try and tone down myself because I tend to be big.
I feel I will have the same struggle, absolutely. And it's better to have to rein it in maybe than draw it out. But yeah, I think because of the stage, we're so used to being animated and big.
Yes, yes. Now, let's talk about improv for a little while. You're in Any Suggestions Improv,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which performs throughout McHenry County and the local area. What got you involved in that troupe?
I was fortunate enough to have worked with the founding members prior, and they were getting together to create something just before COVID. And then, you know, COVID happened and the wind was sort of sucked out of everybody's sails. And then when things got going again, they reached out and I was still interested and eager to perform. So we just kind of got the troupe on its feet. Shortly thereafter, held auditions to add more members. So that's been fun getting to grow the troupe as well. Yeah. And I had worked with these people at William Street Repertory in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, doing improv at the Rouse Center there.
Very neat. Mm-hmm. And what is a night at the Improv like? Explain that to the audience.
Sure. We mostly play short-form games, some long-form. We do have talks of sketches in the works, but right now our shows consist just of games. So, you know, if you've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, it's a lot of that.
And do you ever think that you would want to write? I mean, you talked about doing some sketches. Is sure. writing in your future?
I really admire writers, and I can write poetry that's very self-serving. It's very cathartic for me. So I never really have thought about writing much for a piece for anybody. I have been involved in a handful of sketch groups. Mm-hmm. And so I can collaborate with people, and I have written a couple of very short sketches, or there was one, we call it interstitials, so it sort of happens in throughout the show at these brief intervals where it's like we'll play some games and then there's what looks kind of like a little sketch. And so I've written a couple of those, and I do enjoy it. I find joy in it, but I find it incredibly challenging. It's really difficult for me to come up with pieces, especially on the spot. You know, when there's a show, there's a deadline, so you know you have to produce content and material by a certain date.
Well, and in improv, you have to create it on the spot. It's like, be creative. Okay, go.
Right. Yeah. That's so funny, because anytime I'm, you know, if I'm talking with people out and about or getting to know someone, and it comes to light that I do comedy or improv, oh, you're a comedian? Well, I guess, sure. Like, make me laugh. Do something funny. I'm like, oh, God, it doesn't work that way. At least not, in my opinion, not for improv. You know, I have a whole team backing me up. It'd be different if I said I did stand-up.
Right. Right. Okay. And so what about directing? Is that in your future?
Oh, I would really actually like to direct. The only time that I ever had the opportunity in the past was in college for a project, or for a class, I should say. And I have since really been toying with the idea of directing. I haven't actually, you know, lobbied to do that or formulated any specific plan. But yeah, I think because having been on the performing side of it, I would enjoy drawing that out of other actors, too.
I know your director for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, David Gazer,
yeah.
He had never directed
right.
before, and he did such a wonderful job with that show. What do you think you would bring to the table as a director?
I think that directing really is about leading people to their own organic discoveries, right? And you can have... I think you want everyone to be on the same page and share a similar vision, but once you open the door to that vision, having performers lend their own little pieces of the puzzle also builds that world and makes it really special. So I think that I like to believe that I would help actors kind of discover certain things about their character, maybe by asking certain questions or doing different exercises, you know, with their physical body to sometimes, like I said, I really enjoy that movement and playing with the idea of the body as a metaphor. You know, in this piece, are you a pressure cooker? Are you a fraying rope? So I like to think that I would help actors have fun in their character and find different nuances, because those little idiosyncrasies are what bring that world to life and that vision to life.
Now, what would it take for this dream of directing to go from something I might want to do to I want to do that?
Oh, gosh, probably just organization and time management on my part. Honestly, I'm aware that there really is opportunity everywhere, right? So I think it's mostly just up to me to figure it out, to get a vision and get really specific. I think specificity is probably also key with directing. So maybe to find, you know, the time to organize a real plan and chase after it.
Do you have a preference of drama or comedy?
In directing or acting?
Well, let's do both.
Both, sure. I kind of had that thought myself. I don't know that I do. I really love them both. I think that I I have done more dramatic performing than I have comedic. But the improv definitely kind of fills that hole for me, fills that gap. But I think I would like to direct one of each, right? Because I really do enjoy performing both. And I think that I would enjoy directing both. I think that it's really difficult to do a dramatic play really well, right? And have it be sincere and earnest instead of just sappy or intense. Sometimes they can be too intense, right? And then a comedic piece would be really fun too, finding different, it's all about timing in comedy. So I think that would be great.
What generally appeals to you about a character? What makes it jump off the page and say, I want to play this one?
I really appreciate characters that I can... Well, I feel like I'm just a broken record maybe, but bringing the physicality to, you know, finding the little ticks about a character. When a character has certain dialogue, it kind of allows you to believe maybe they're a really tense person. Maybe they tap their toe all the time, or maybe they're really laid back, or maybe this person has a tick of scratching their thumbs. You know, I guess I like little clues in the dialogue of a character that allow me to bring it to life in a way that's visually interesting, so that even when I'm not speaking, I'm still embodying them.
When I did the comedy Noises Off, I decided to make the character left-handed, and
cool.
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
And it was so transforming of me. Just as soon as I made that choice, I knew the character. It's what
awesome.
Connected it. Okay. Everybody, every actor struggles in their own way with learning lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ask every actor guest, what is your technique for learning your lines?
So the biggest help of learning my lines for me is repetition. That seems obvious, right? It's so simple, so stupid, and rehearsing over and over again. Sometimes we don't have that opportunity, right? Especially when we get older, a lot of the work that we do as performers has to happen outside of rehearsal. And I know a lot of people do this where they'll record the other people's lines, right, surrounding their own. And I've never actually done anything like that. I literally take my script and line by line, I'll read it, look up from the paper, repeat it, read it, repeat it several times, move on to the next, and then I'll start stringing them together, you know, so it'll be word, repetition, word, word, repetition, and so on and so forth. And when I do have the opportunity to read with somebody, and I'm also kind of picky about that because you don't really, I don't like reading my lines with people who are going to see the show, because I don't want them to know, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes it's difficult. You don't always have the chance to meet up with your fellow castmates. But when I do have the opportunity to read lines with somebody in person, I don't know if this is true. I think maybe part of this is psychosomatic, but I once heard that if you leave your mouth open while you listen, it helps you retain things better. So I will have them repeat my lines back to me and, like, sit there agape, I guess. not that drastic, but yeah.
Now, do you create a lot of backstory for your characters?
A lot of the time, yes. There recently was a show I was a part of in 2019 that I felt so distant from this character. There was so much content surrounding this story, and so much of it was edited and cut and re-edited that it became really strange. And so it was really hard for me to know for sure where I was coming from with that. But I will say, typically, yeah, that's kind of the most fun about playing any character is, you know, who are your parents? And what was the house like that you grew up in? What's your favorite Christmas memory? Even, you know, no matter, yeah. So I would definitely say that's key to bringing any character to life.
Now, what advice would you give to a young actor or somebody who wants to get involved in acting, who hasn't done it before? What advice would you give them?
I would say just do it, I guess, right? Maybe that's too simple as well, but I know that it's never too late to start or get back into it. And I know that I've only ever regretted not doing it. You know, I've only ever been upset when I let an audition date pass or when I didn't actually make that self-tape, you know, to submit. I think that the first step to succeeding at anything is just showing up. So I guess just go for it.
And, you know, 90% of an actor's work is rejection. What advice would you have to somebody who gets rejected at their audition?
Have you heard this go for no, right? It's and that idea of, you know, you didn't fail, you just found a way that didn't work. So out of, you know, the more no's you get, you're bound to get to the yeses faster and sooner as well. It's like throwing darts at a dartboard. The more darts you throw, you're bound to hit a bullseye eventually.
Very good. And any parting words for our audience?
Gosh, I'm just really grateful to be a part of this. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I was really honored to be thought of, and I am so grateful that we care about theater in our community still.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. We've been visiting with actress Trace Gamache. Plan to see Trace and the improv group Any Suggestions on Saturday, February 19th at the Hidden Pearl Cafe in McHenry, and then again Saturday, March 19th at the Hidden Pearl Cafe again. I highly recommend you check out Trace and the rest of the comic geniuses of Any Suggestions. Trace, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I hope you'll come back in the future.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to be back.
Fantastic.